In the forest of literature, there are many trees. Each represents a work of art and is part of a larger tapestry. Some form giant cedars, towering in the heights. Others are bonsai plants, resting by the side. Some are delicate ferns under verdant canopies. Others are well camouflaged, eluding ordinary sight. All of these, however, share a common fate. In a society where everything is justified in terms of profit, and the bottom line is inviolate, the chainsaws of commercialism and bulldozers of industry refuse to wait.